Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Michael Lombardi.
You couldn't get me to buy Mitchell Trubisky if you had him at a discount rack at Seeley's basement.
Radio.com Sports NFL Insider.
We didn't even talk about the Bears Giants, but Matt Nagy was putting on a clinic on what not to do out there, right? So Matt Nagy's got a 4th and 5 at the Giant 38. He punts. Later in the game, he tries a 55-yard field goal. Like, seriously, this is what we're going to do? And just for the record, he's 0-for-1 on these field goals. And now you give the Giants a chance to come back down the field.
Looking at the league from a front office perspective.
We know Chicago's 2-0. They're a myth 2-0 team. I mean, they got 2 wins, but I mean, seriously, they beat Detroit and they beat the Giants. So that division's bad. I mean, the NFC isn't very good.
Michael Lombardi, every Wednesday with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score. The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 The Score. And on the line is Radio.com insider Michael Lombardi, brought to you by the Rocket Mortgage 2020 Pro Football Pick'em. Turn your football picks into $1,000 by signing up to Radio.com/picks. And you can get yourself all signed up. And Michael joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Hotline. Good morning, Michael. How are you, sir?
Morning, Michael.
I am great. Good morning, everyone. Hope everybody's good.
We're holding up, and, you know, the Bears have been shocking the world 2-0. And when you laugh at that, I mean, we don't know how to take it. We think that maybe they're getting better.
Watch
Mitch
it.
Is better.
Oh, come on, please. Stop. They played against one of the worst defenses in football. They scored 17 points. I mean, they're lucky to come out of there. I mean, the Detroit game, they came from behind. I mean, look, wins are hard to get in the NFL. I grant them the 2 wins, but when the level of competition is going to rise, I think it's going to be more challenging, and, you know, I just don't see it. I mean, their defense has played really well. You know, they got the ball. I thought Matt's decisions in that game were perplexing, to say the least. And, you know, he gave them a chance. I mean, they're throwing the ball in the end zone, and they don't, you know, it's a chance to win the game.
You know, Michael, I agree with you on a couple of the calls in 3rd and 4th down, and I think the attempt at a field goal is worthy of scrutiny. But I do think Matt Nagy has made a commitment to run the ball more than he had in 2019. And I guess you know how we look at it here in Chicago. That's considered progress when you can get a coach who has been so resistant to want to do that. That's an incremental step in the right direction, and that's why I think 2-0. You look at it. We're all pretty honest about the way things are and what they are and what they're not. But that, to me, is one of the biggest developments so far in this young season.
No doubt. I mean, I think the other factor is he's been much better on play calling on 3rd down. I mean, I think what were they 9-15 on 3rd down in that game? I mean, they're always going to have 9-16 on 3rd down in the game. They're always going to have a high propensity of 3rd downs because they can't really make explosive plays with their offense. But I don't disagree with you. I think, you know, they ran the ball effectively. Look, you know, if Swift catches that pass in the end zone, which he should do, they're 1-1. And, you know, there's a chance. So you got to be realistic. But you also can't say, hey, you know, we're not going to give the wins back. You're 2-0. You're building some momentum. The defense looked much better with Quinn back out there rushing the passer. You know, they took over the game from the Giants. I mean, the Giants struggled to move the ball at all, especially on 3rd down where they were 3-for-13. So a win's a win. You move on. But I think you got to know you're going to have to play a lot better to beat the better teams in the National Football League.
You know, we've talked about Jalen Johnson, the rookie cornerback who's been kind of forced into action. There was an opening, and he's taken it, and he's done okay. But, the Detroit is without Galladay, and we know that Shepard goes down in that game against the Giants. Now you got Julio Jones and Calvin Ridley coming up here. How much does that challenge a rookie corner, and how much do you try to pick on him if you're Atlanta?
Well, you're going right after him if you're Atlanta. Look, Julio Jones hasn't had the season that I think everybody thought he would. Calvin Ridley's been sensational in the game, and I think that the Falcons' offense has been really good. The Falcons' defense hasn't been. And I think if you're Matt Nagy, and what you talked about earlier about the run game, I mean, I think one of the things you should always try to do is play less defense, right? Like, the best teams in the league always play 25 minutes, 26 minutes of defense. You know, it's when these teams have to play 32, 33 minutes. I mean, against the Giants, the Bears played 25 minutes of defense because they were able to convert third downs. And against a team like Atlanta, with their explosive offense, with their ability to get the ball down the field, you're going to have to control the ball on them. You're going to have to go in there and run the ball. There's no crowd noise, so you should be able to run the ball against an Atlanta defense that, frankly, hasn't been very good the first 2 weeks.
You know, you look at the Bears' defense, Michael, and I think getting to the quarterback, they got to Daniel Jones four times, but it didn't seem as if he was harassed to the extent that you expected. Chuck Pagano is relying on the front four to get to the quarterback. He's not using a lot of blitzes. He's not coming at in a lot of ways. Does that have to change moving forward, do you think? Do you trust your cornerbacks more or less? Or how do you think overall defensively they will be their plan to create more, I guess, pressure on the quarterback?
You know, it's all about the quarterback, right? Daniel Jones, when Chuck forced him to play faster, he really wasn't very good. You know, Daniel Jones is good when he's got time. He can set his feet, check the runners at first and third, then throw the ball to the plate. You know, he's a slow-moving quarterback. And when the game speeds up, which it often does on third down, he hasn't been able to speed up his play, which I think has got to concern New York Giants fans. But look, the Giants are 12-38 since the boat trip with Odell. So they're not a good team at all. So I don't want to put it all on Daniel Jones, but I think this week the challenge is Matt Ryan is really good, and he can play fast. And you're going to have to mix in some coverages, and you're going to have to put some pressure on him to create him to not feel comfortable making all these throws, because they can move the ball. They moved it in the second half against Seattle. Now everybody's moving the ball in Seattle. Seattle's offense has just been so good. But I think that's going to be the key. The key to this game is going to be which team can control the pace of the game. And that's going to be critical. The Bears must control the pace, because I don't think they can leave their defense out there for 33 minutes against this offense and think they're going to win.
Michael, when you look at a guy like Allen Robinson, right, he's looking for some big money. They seem to be a $2 to $3 million apart on what that deal would look like per year. And you're watching this thing unfold, and he cleaned all his social media account and requested a trade, according to reports. And now we see him have a rough game. How does that sort of thing play within the locker room? Players are supporting him, but how big a distraction can it become for the player? And then you see the Bears turn around and sign Tariq Cohen to a 3-year extension, and he had a bad year last year, and he's a good punt returner. But I don't know that you give him that kind of money. And the kid said yesterday, well, I left some on the table. You know, we got to get Allen Robinson done. I just don't know what to make of where they're prioritizing things and how you go about making sure you get the receiver under contract, or if you even bother.
Well, I didn't understand the Cohen contract. I really didn't. I mean, the guy's not a running back, and he's not really a receiver. He's a specialist. You know, he comes into the game and, you know, look, what did he average? 2.4 yards a carry in the last game. He had 5 carries. Everybody know, you know, he's not going to break tackles. Unless he has space to run, it's going to be a challenge. And then, you know, Robinson's a good player, but I think if I were Allen Robinson's agent, I would say, look, Allen, I think we're better off going somewhere and getting in the open market, because we're never going to get the ball down the field in this offense. I mean, they're going to get, you know, these wins are going to start making them realize they need to extend Mitchell. which is what they'll do, because that's really what they want to do. And it's probably not going to be the best place for you. The open market is going to be a lot better. And when they signed Cohen, that told me that they're more interested in signing the players they drafted than actually looking at the tape and understanding. I mean, you can see it. It's pretty clear. I mean, you know, when you go through it, I mean, Jimmy Graham, they give him an $8 million. You know, he's got 4 receptions for 43 yards. And that's worth $8 million? But they know Jimmy Graham. They had Jimmy Graham in New Orleans. So there's, when Pace is signing guys that he's familiar with, and I think if I were Robinson's agent, I would just say, look, we're better off just sitting in the open market. I think the market out there will be more favorable for us.
Bears are 2-0. Eagles are 0-2. Which team would you think you have more confidence right now is going to be in the playoffs?
You know, Philly's not very good. People don't realize this. I wrote about it in The Athletic. Philly has, you know, when you win a Super Bowl, people don't look at you as closely as before, right? So Philly, since the Super Bowl, is 19-18. Carson Wentz is a starter. It's 14-16. Carson Wentz in the Super Bowl season averaged 9.45 yards per attempt on third down. Remarkable. It was one of the most remarkable third down seasons I've ever seen in a quarterback. And then this year, he's back down about 6'3". He's back to normal. He's been normal. The means went back. So to answer your question, I don't have one. I think clearly the Eagles' linebacking core might be the worst in the National Football League. Their secondary is not very good. Their front's good, where I think the Bears are better on defense. I think the Eagles offensively could be better, but they don't have any players. I think this is which you don't ever want to be in football, too young and too old. The Eagles have some young receivers they're counting on. They've got old receivers that are too old, and the quarterback's paying a price because the receivers aren't helping them out. I'm not really sure what the Eagles are, other than they won the Super Bowl 2 years ago. They're kind of having that Super Bowl left. I mean, they're 19-18. They're one game over 500. And 8 of those wins, guys, have been against Washington and the New York Football Giants.
What was your takeaway from the injuries, from the number of ACL injuries and from the number of players that were lost over the weekend? What does it say to you? Does it relate to the kind of ramp up and no preseason and all the rest of it?
I do. I think that, you know, I think it's hard. But I mean, when you look at Saquon, he got his knee caught in the wrong position on the grass. I mean, you know, people are complaining about the Meadowlands turf. Saquon got hurt on a grass field. You know, football's a game of injuries. Building a football team is the war of attrition. You've got to have depth. And, you know, you lose guys. The Eagles lose Dillard, you know, their starting left tackle, to a bicep injury during a walkthrough. You know, it just happens. I mean, you know, guys get hurt. And, you know, Von Miller, the last play of the practice, blows out his ankle. So it's football. And unfortunately, we have a lot of injuries, and that's why you need to have really good depth. That's why you need to have really good drafts at times to supplement your draft. So I think this is human. This is just part of the game. I think it gets overemphasized when we lose some stars like Bosa. It hurts San Francisco tremendously. You know, it's just challenging.
Great stuff, Michael. Thank you for your time. We appreciate
it. Best of luck, guys, this weekend. We'll talk next week. Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.